Have you or anyone else you know ever had a bad experience with getting a small job done? Maybe it was the PC repair guy who forgot to tell you before wiping your hard drive, or a mechanic who charged you a suspiciously high amount. Whatever it was, it took a lot of time and frustration to sort out. And that's exactly how I felt last week. My car started smoking, and I knew that something was wrong. It needed to be fixed. So I went online and searched for a local mechanic, but that returned over 9,000 results. Tried ringing the first few, and I wasn't too sure if they were just trying to milk me of my money. Have you had this feeling before? Like, you don't know what's wrong, but you don't believe it costs that much to fix either. And then I thought, what if I had a friend, or a friend of a friend who could help? A car enthusiast in my social network who's always wanted to make some extra money from this passion, but is finding it really hard to get discovered. I'd much rather ask someone trustworthy like this to help me out at mates rates and help them build their profile. The real question is though, how would I even find someone like this? I could ask my friends one by one. I could post on Facebook or Twitter and hope for a response. Or I could use Tether, an app that helps me find someone in my social network who can help with one-off casual jobs like these. So let's see how Tether can help me. Help me find a mechanic.
Searching. Give me a second.
Searching, search. Awesome. So there's quite a few people who could help me out. Wait, is that Vivian? That accounting nerd from my class could fix cars? Wow, okay. So there's quite a few friends that she's helped before, few of my friends that she's helped. And I can even get a reference about her anonymously from one of our mutual friends. So I'll ask Gopinda here for a reference about Vivian. Once I'm happy with what Gopinda says about her, I can directly request a job from Vivian. When Vivian accepts my job, I put my payment into Tether. Tether then holds this securely in escrow, and once a job is completed and we both are happy with it, Tether takes a 15% commission before releasing the rest of the payment to Vivian. Payment is still in development, but PayPal's escrow services are likely to be used. There are similar services like Tether, such as Fiverr, TaskRabbit, or Angie's List. But what's in it for me to use Tether? Two main reasons. I can instantly find someone in my social network to help, and I get a safe and trustworthy process. For people like Vivian, who might have some of these skills, they'll have a chance to be discovered for what they love doing and to start making a living from it. But how exactly does Tether do all of this? It combines my social data with the skills that I input into the app. Right now, it's using Facebook, but there will be many others in future too. A custom-built search then uses this data to quickly return me personalized results. And then presenting the results is the other great part about Tether. A continuously growing algorithm ranks people based on the strength of connection to you and their ratings and reviews. Which means that even for service providers like Vivian, who are just starting out, they have a chance to be discovered as well because social connection comes first. I also get the benefit of a safe process using Tether. People can only see first names and chat in app, with data and user authentication being kept secure using Azure mobile services. So even if something does go wrong between us, Tether support staff have a record of what happened in the app and will be in a position to help. They also investigate all the bad ratings and reviews to maintain a safe and trustworthy community. And this is why Tether is a distinctive concept. It's social and it's safe. Every day, I see many people turn to their social network for help, and it's always such a time-consuming and frustrating experience with a lot of guesswork involved. It's time for a major change.
So, what are our steps for making Tether as a business happen? Well, we looked at viral success stories like Facebook and Tinder and quickly figured that we need to first target a specific group of people. Who? University students. They're interconnected, tech savvy, and often early adopters. And between the three of us, we have 2,000 unique social connections in this demographic. And the beauty of having university students as our initial target market is that it helps us build a dual marketplace of service providers and service users fast. So on the one hand, students often have a loan and want to earn some extra cash. But then on the other hand, when students don't have the time or the skill to do something themselves, they want affordable and reliable options to get it done. In fact, we sat down with 200 students and found that they were often hiring professionals to do what other people in the network already had the skills for. So we built our first website beta, and already in the last week, we've had 285 people sign up, and on average, they're lodging for unique skills. So in order to achieve critical mass, we'll be initially focusing on the most important skills and driving supply and demand for them. Then we'll move to our other target markets, like freelancers and small businesses. But it's also really important for users to be interconnected, because otherwise, search results are going to be limited. And we've planned for this too. So firstly, we'll only launch when we have 1,000 interconnected users. Secondly, learning from Dropbox's own success, we'll be spreading through word of mouth and Facebook invites. So essentially, for every 3 referrals, users get premium features for a set time. And it's already working in our beta. So far, 40% of our acquisition has been through this referral system. And thirdly, every user has the option of being publicly listed. And these public listings come up as a last resort if you can't find someone in your network. And naturally, we want to execute all of this as quickly as possible. And from our calculations, we'll need $1.5 million to get at least 40,000 active users. And based on our market validation, this is how many users we need to at least break even. And this $1.5 million is mostly around hiring real people to put together the Tether experience, including full-time customer support staff and a full-time developer on each platform to ensure our public release timeline, which is first, a web app, so anyone on any platform can use Tether, followed by native apps on Windows Phone, Android, and iOS. And in order to achieve all of this, we formed a team of kick-ass co-founders.
My name is Alyssa, and my strengths are in UI and user experience development.
My name is Upinder, and I develop the software to make Tether happen.
And my name is Vivian, and I take care of the business and legal aspects of Tether. We've also gathered a group of experienced mentors with backgrounds ranging from startups, business advisory, app development, and more. And all of us are so excited to welcome you on our journey in building a casual social place of discovery. People are increasingly turning to their social networks, and our vision at Tether is to make everyday life better with an app that becomes your natural go-to for getting things done. Because people like me and Alyssa are everywhere around the world and in your networks. So what I'm going to leave you with today is the absolute core of Tether. Help is closer than you think. Next time you need something done, let's get tethered.